And now it's time for the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Here's your host, Jim Barr.
Hi, this is Jim Barr from the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Welcome back to another episode. And in the studio today with me is Steve Sorensen from Steve's Motorcycle School. Steve, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Today's subject, we're going to talk about the Port Jeff parking issue for motorcycles. As everybody knows, there's been an issue between the motorcycle community and the village of Port Jeff for quite a while, and a lot of dissemination of information and rumors and speculations on what does each other think about the other. And I think Long Island Abate, working closely with Brookhaven Town Supervisor Ed Romaine, Port Jeff Village Mayor, Mayor Garant, and the Business Improvement District, Tommy Schaefer, I think collectively between the four organizations, we finally came up with a remedy to solve the issues that were going on down there. And with that, I would like to invite Mayor Garant from Port Jefferson to please join us. She's on the phone right now. Hello, Mayor Garant. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
As you know, today is our topic on the motorcycle show is talking about the motorcycles and parking down in Port Jefferson. And I wanted to start by publicly thanking you for your cooperation and assistance in allowing Long Island Abate to work in conjunction with your office and trustees of Port Jeff Village, along with the Business Improvement District and its members, as well as the Brookhaven Town Supervisor, Ed Romaine, so that collectively we were all able to come to a solution that I think everybody is very happy about.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, you know, Jim, we could all get to the table and solve this, you know, the issue together. As you know, we have cooperatively secured the Town of Brookhaven parking lot through the, you know, the funding of Abate in the village to secure the spaces right there in the front for the motorcyclists to come and park for free. And we know that they like to come to Port Jefferson and gather and visit one another, and we love that they support our local merchants. You know, so we're really hoping that they utilize the Town of Brookhaven lot right there for, you know, visibility issues and for, you know, not having to pay. You know, Main Street, parking on Main Street can become a little difficult, can become congested. Main Street is a little narrow. And, you know, you are in discussions with my, you know, office and the parking committee that we have here in Port Jefferson. We said the motorcyclists are welcome. We just hope that they continue to abide by the code of the village of Port Jefferson. And also, especially on a Sunday morning, if you're going past Infant Jesus or going up into the residential neighborhoods, you just keep it low on the you know, the gearbox there, or whatever that's called, the
right,
you know, the muffler.
Right, just shift a little sooner than later.
Yes.
Keep the RPMs down.
There
right.
You go, because you know, residences are still, you know, sleeping, and it's, you know, we like to enjoy our village also on the weekends. But you know, we know that this has got to be a working relationship, and we're happy to be at the table with you.
Well, thank you very much. We were thrilled to work with you, your office. It was a pleasure. See, a lot of times organizations, if they're not speaking personally, a lot of rumors get started. And a lot of people would say, oh, the village is bad, they don't want us. And merchants would say, oh, the bikers are this. But we learned that just sitting down and speaking about what the other person's issues were, that these were all resolvable issues. You know, it's once you make it a personal conversation, you learn what the other person needs. You see if you can work cooperatively. And a lot of times, most times, there's a good solution that everybody's happy with. And I really think that we did achieve one on this one.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You know, I'm also a lawyer. You know what they say about lawyers? We're all, you know, one bad lawyer gives all the rest of the lawyers a bad name, right? So, you know, I think that goes, that holds true for any other organization. And, you know, again, I think, you know, we've met, and there, you know, and I'm thanking you for coming to the table and bringing this to us and bringing a face to the organization to us. And we want to continue to work together. And I think I'm supposed to be going to one of your barbecues soon, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Lieutenant D'Onofrio, one of our code enforcement officers, is really involved in your organization. I think we made a concerted effort to bring Andy on board with us because we wanted to continue to bridge the relationship and continue to, you know, have a conversation with every member of your organization. And I promised Andy that I'd be on the back of his bike going to one of your barbecues in the very near future.
We're looking forward to it. It's yeah. In fact, it's this Tuesday night if you are available, 6:30.
Right. Over Cathedral Pines. Coming Tuesday night?
Yes, it is.
June 10th?
Yep.
I'll have Andy give me the particulars.
Okay, and we thank Andy also publicly because he was a great conduit between our organizations to our offices to get dialogue going and put rumors to rest and to foster this whole thing along. So thank you, Andy.
Andy's a great guy. We love having him represent the village.
Right. While you're on the phone, I just want to reach out to the motorcycle community and let them know that the reason that the villages would prefer that the motorcycles go into the town lot, first of all, there's a time limit on Main Street.
That's correct. And half hour, actually.
Right, 30 minutes. And the purpose of the 30-minute time limit is so that the motorists that are going by have an opportunity to stop up front, jump into a store, grab something, get back in their vehicles, and be on their way without having to go into the long-term parking and paying for the meter and stuff like that.
That's right. So, we have Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, and the local newsstand is there. So we specifically kept Main Street half hour so people could dart in and out of those stores, do their pickup, and get back in. And, you know, sometimes the cyclists will come, and they'll sit there and juggle their bikes around. And, again, the purpose of Main Street was really to turn those spots over. And so that's where we're welcoming them to go into the other lot, stay as long as you want for free. We've already picked up the tab on that. And I just think it could be a win-win for everybody.
It will. It certainly will. And that's the point I was getting to, was going to be no time limit. You know,
that's
a very large advantage to moving into the town lot, is that you can now park your bike and relax and go walk Main Street and go people watch and go have something to eat. But now you're not preventing merchants from having customers coming in and out of the store. So,
that's correct.
Yeah, plus it's a lot safer also for the motorcycles, because a lot of times they park and their front wheel sticks out.
Yeah.
On a narrow street.
Main Street's a very narrow road, and in fact, if, you know, you have two vehicles parked and, you know, two vehicles coming up or down the stretch, you know, it really gets tight, and the sidewalks are also extremely narrow. We just got a New York State grant to widen our sidewalks, and we'll be eliminating parking on one side of the street on Main Street to help, you know, the pedestrian traffic during the summertime and the congestion that happens on Main Street. So it's a really important point, and public safety is the first, you know, foremost in our thinking here.
Okay. Well, Mayor, do you have anything else? We know that you have a very busy schedule today.
I'm going to go down to the farmer's market after this. Farmer's market opens from 9 to 2 every Sunday down in Port Jeff Village. And, again, like you're saying, trying to get people in and out, that's something that we do every Sunday. But I just really want to hope and wish everybody a real safe summer. I know we're getting into that high season and safe riding, and hope to see you out there.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And if you don't mind, we're going to be in touch soon about the possibility of putting up some signs asking motorists to watch out for motorcycles while driving through the village.
We've talked about that, Jim.
Yes.
Be careful. The town of Brookhaven has a new sign ordinance, but, you know, just work with us and let us know where you want those signs to be placed. We'll be happy to work with you.
That would be great.
Mayor Grant.
Yes.
This is Steve. I just wanted to thank you and your office. When I made that first phone call, the response I got was fantastic. I never really expected a call back, and to see where this went, I'm impressed with your town.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You know, always trying to take the extra step and reach out and make sure that everybody gets a chance to be heard and that we respond, more importantly.
Well, that surprised me, but I was really impressed, and thanks again.
You're very welcome.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, on the phone now, we have Brookhaven Town Supervisor, Ed Romaine. Hello, Ed. Thank you for joining us today.
Jim, it's a pleasure to join you and everyone in the Abate community and the motorcycle community.
We appreciate you taking the time to call in. As you know, there's a very large issue in the motorcycle community, and that was parking motorcycles down in the Port Jefferson Village. And for years, that's been an issue, a bone of contention amongst motorcycle riders and individuals and merchants. And thanks to you taking the lead on this, you were able to come up with a solution for this that I believe is very beneficial to the motorcycle community and the village of Port Jeff. Would you please share with our listeners the solution that came about?
Well, it was an easy solution. The town of Brookhaven has about 300 parking spaces right on the harbor that it owns, not the village, which is right down as you're approaching the ferry. And if you turn left, there's our parking lot between Broadway and the harbor. And what we did is we made, I believe, 50 spaces available for Abate and for motorcycle riders to use for the season for a very short-term and expensive lease for the season for motorcycle people to have a place to park. That helps the village because then they're not parking in short-term parking, which many of the merchants look for turnover so that people can shop there. It gives them a place to park their bikes safely, securely, and still enjoy walking around Port Jeff and have a place to come back to where their bikes will be safe.
And as you said, the location, it's prime location for the motorcyclists. You can do a lot of people watching while you're down there. You know,
absolutely. That's the whole point of having a motorcycle, to do a little people watching, to feel the wind in your face, and to get out and see Long Island. We have so many great communities, and Port Jefferson is definitely one of them. And to I know there are communities that welcome bikers, Greenport out east, and certainly Port Jefferson now. And now that the bikers have a place to park their bikes that's safe and sound and secure, perfect solution so that the biker community can enjoy Port Jeff and Port Jeff can still have parking for other customers.
And it also allows them, they're free to roam the main street, go into different shops, sit down, have something to eat, not worry about that bike had to be moved now. And it's a perfect solution. And I personally want to thank you very much. When Port Jefferson Village offered us Long Island Debate an opportunity to go on the Port Jeff Parking Committee, we tried a bunch of scenarios, and the committee tried very hard for some solutions. And then when I had said that, well, Long Island Debate will reach out to Supervisor Romaine and see if we could do anything with the town lot, they really didn't think that there was going to be a lot of success there. And I said, well, let's give it a shot, because Supervisor Romaine, when he was a former Suffolk County legislator, was very supportive of the motorcycle community and continuously came to our events, our veteran appreciation run and stuff like that. So I said, well, let's give it a shot. Let a bait reach out to the supervisor and see if there's something that they might be able to do to work with everybody involved. And this is the result. So personally, I can't thank you enough for the support and the cooperation that you did that helps the village, the town, the motorcycle community, and the merchants.
Well, Jim, you and all the other guys and gals in the Bay are doing a great job, and you particularly do a lot for the not-for-profit and charitable community with your donations, with your time, with your effort for our veterans, for a whole host of causes. You're just a great group, and we wanted to make sure that the motorcycle community had a place in Port Jeff where they could park safely and enjoy the village, and we're just happy to do it.
All right, Supervisor, thank you very much. Unless you have anything else to say, I know that you got a lot on your schedule today.
Yes, I do, but Jim, just the best to you and everyone in the motorcycle community, and for those who are driving, watch out for motorcycles, be safe, be careful, and enjoy this great summer.
Thank you, Supervisor. We appreciate you calling.
Right.
We're going to take a break now for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to continue the conversation of parking motorcycles down in Port Jefferson.
Change your career and learn a skill that's in demand. Entra Driver Training is Long Island's only commercial driver trainer that specializes in the CDLA. Entra has many programs with discounts, or you can pay as you go. Lessons are 2 full hours in length, not the usual 1.5 like other schools offer. Plus, on-site fleet training for companies that want their employees licensed, from lessons from the pre-trip inspection on your equipment or Entra's. All time is hands-on. Entra proudly offers discounts for all military personnel. For your personalized lessons, visit online at EntreCDL.com or call 631-648-4906.
Attention contractors and all business owners. Not happy with your insurance agent or broker? Are you just paying too much? Specialized Insurance opens 7 a.m. A 5-minute call can save you up to 50%. Call 631-758-6780. We insure all types of businesses, including property, workers' comp, and liability. Specialized Insurance can even package all your policies together. Any business, any size. We don't charge fees for certificates or New York Comp Fund renewals. Celebrating 22 years in business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, home, flood, motorcycle, or any of your insurance? Just one call does it all. Call Specialized Insurance at 631-758-6780 for all of your insurance needs, including life and health and anything else. More coverage, less money. There's no need to go anywhere else. Let Specialized Insurance help you save with over 50 companies to choose from. We do the shopping for you. We also have homeowners warranties. Never pay for a repair again. Call 631-758-6780 or log on to specializedinsurance.com.
Download our app at smmm.us.
If you ride, you likely know the name Mitchell Proner, the attorney who handles more motorcycle accident cases each year than the average lawyer sees in a lifetime. A longtime biker and advocate for riders' rights, Mitchell has settled or tried motorcycle cases to verdicts in at least 30 New York County Supreme Courts.
But what you might not be aware of is his unmatched pro bono record with many motorcycle rights organizations, including Long Island Abate. That's why they recommend Mitchell's latest free rider resource, the Motorcyclist's Handbook. Each page delivers strategies for staying safe and making sure you and your family are prepared in the unfortunate event of a motorcycle accident. So grab your free copy today at bikerhelp.com or call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1. For the last 25 years, motorcycle accident victims and their families have turned to Mitchell for advice. Remember, if you or a loved one is injured in a motorcycle accident, call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1 or visit bikerhelp.com. And don't forget to grab the Motorcyclist's Handbook for free. Again, call 1-800-PRO-LAW or bikerhelp.com.
Welcome back. We just got done speaking with Brookhaven Town Supervisor Ed Romaine and Port Jeff Village Mayor, Mayor Grant. And the way it all came about was, Steve, you went down to Port Jeff one day.
Yep, went down to go have dinner, and I pulled up to park in one of the spots. And people on the street that own motorcycles parked there started telling me you can't park there. There's a limit of 3 bikes to a spot. Somebody else thought there was 2. I was getting like 10 different stories about where you can park, how long, how many bikes, the angle. And I was like, nothing makes sense here. And 2 of the village police walked by, and I asked them, you know, what's the deal with the parking? What's the rules? I don't want to go to a restaurant, come out and have a ticket. And they started explaining it, and the 2 of them couldn't agree on what the actual rules were. But most of what it came from the office is that they don't hassle motorcycles. The only thing is they don't want is crowds of people blocking the sidewalk. So after speaking with a number of people in town and the offices, I decided, well, I want an answer. I took the shot. I called the mayor's office, asked for a meeting with the mayor so we could clarify this. The lady that answered the phone, I don't remember her name. She was very good. And she says, okay, I'm familiar with Long Island Abate, because you know, I said I was a road captain at the time. And she said, we'll get back to you. And I figured, yeah, okay, I never hear anything. And next day she calls up, gave me 2 available dates to meet with the mayor. That's when I grabbed you, because you're the political force behind Long Island Abate.
And she thanks.
And we ended up, like you know, we went down there, met with the police. There was the police chief, the lieutenant, the mayor came in, and throughout the conversation, you volunteered to get involved with the, what is it called?
The Port Jeff Parking Committee.
The Port Jeff Parking Committee, right. And you got in there, and you actually became the go-between for the town of Brookhaven and Port Jeff, and it seems like this problem that the 2 were having couldn't come to terms, and you negotiated a deal, and they all stepped up and took it.
Well, the one thing I have to point out, though, is that I think you and I both were very surprised at the reception we received.
I was in shock.
I really expected to be stonewalled or put off or take weeks to get an appointment.
Well, when we walked into the door and the 2 officers were standing there, I thought we were getting thrown out.
Yeah.
And they invited us into the conference room, and they were so nice. They were offering us a soda, this, water.
I figured our bikes were being towed.
Yeah, and it was amazing how gracious they were and how willing they were to work with people from the motorcycle community. Yeah. And all the rumors that people have knocking Port Jeff, it's all just rumors. There's no real solid truth to any of it.
And a perfect example is when they invited us to install motorcycle awareness signs right there in the village.
Yeah, Jim, that was pretty amazing. We asked the question, would they be willing to put up any signs saying motorcycle awareness, you know, entering in town, and the mayor and the Andy and
Chief Wally,
they immediately came up with 4 locations, told us who to talk to in the permit department, make sure we get the signs put up, and they were all for it. And they even suggested possibly more signs. And it's like they couldn't do enough to make motorcycles welcome in Port Jeff and make them safe.
Yeah, I only wish we had some more signs available at the time to take advantage of that invitation. But this season, we are having more signs made up.
Well,
due to the success of the motorcycle awareness run that we had in April, we're going to get a lot more signs printed up. So we're definitely going to take them up on that invitation this year.
Yeah, that would make them happy if they saw the signs, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the other example of their cooperation was when they were saying that they have the Port Jeff Parking Committee that's been working on this issue constantly, and they're trying all different ideas, trying to come up with a solution. So then I think it was you that jokingly said, you need another member. And when the mayor says, certainly, are you volunteering? And you said, certainly, I'll volunteer, Jim.
Yes.
You remember that?
And you stepped right into it. It was perfect timing.
Right. But just the fact that, you know, she says, oh, great. And never walked into that meeting expecting to have receptive people on the other end of the table. You know, I know we've said it over and over, but it surprises me how cooperative and how receptive they were. And it was a pleasure working with the village. It really was.
Well, same with my experience. We walked into the town hall that night. We walked out of there feeling like we were celebrities and heroes. They just couldn't do enough.
And that just goes to show, though, personal contact, communication, sit down at a table, discuss the problems. And it's all about understanding where the other person's coming from. When somebody takes an action, too often we make an assumption why they took that action. And we get defensive and we think it was spiteful. However, sometimes there's a cause for it. Look at motorcycles being pulled over when they're heading south on 112 going up that hill. Getting tickets for excessive noise. I didn't realize there was a church right there.
Yeah, and Sunday morning when in the middle of the Mass, the priest would have to stop just to let the loud bikes get out of the way.
Right.
And they got to be respectful when they get into town.
Yeah, and we both went down there afterwards just to park and pay attention and see. And we did notice when the bikes were leaving and they were headed south, once they got to that gas station to start climbing that hill, very often they were gunning it and going up the hill, with high RPMs.
Yeah.
And it really does have a resonating effect.
It's like
sound
a little valley there. It echoes back and forth.
Yeah. And, I have to admit, I didn't believe that, when I was being told, originally. But sitting there listening and watching, pretending that I was in that church to, have a baptism take place or what have you, and to hear these bikes going by very loudly, I do have to admit, there was a reason that they would be concerned about the bikes,
Yeah, you can't blame them. Same thing when the bikers leave heading west on 25A, coming out of port towards Setauka. They go up that hill.
That's another hill. Yeah.
There's a lot of houses there, and the same thing. They roll the power on, and they start waking people up or just annoying people. So, they got to just take it a little bit easy and kind of their way of thanking the town for arranging the parking for them.
If you're listening, please try to take into consideration that there are residents there. There are people, in the village that don't like the noise as much as we might like it. And, we do need to ride respectfully. We have to ride respectfully everywhere. But we know it is a specific issue down in Port Jefferson due to the fact it's like a bowl. It's down low altitude, and the echoing does amplify the sound, and there are many complaints. So let's not be our own worst enemies. Let's show the town that the village and the town that we do appreciate the cooperation, and let's reciprocate by being respectful and keeping the volume down a little bit when we leave.
It's only fair. Everybody's got to work together. One quick question, though. What's the next town we're going to go for?
I don't know. Anybody out there have any suggestions? Several years ago, there was a Pop Mountain Greenport. We went out there and we met with the mayor and went to the community meeting that they had at the firehouse. We heard the residents' complaints. And we reached out to the motorcycle community, and we said, hey, people like going to Claudio's and going to the village there. But let's be respectful to the community. We know we have loud bikes if we want them to be loud, but they don't need to be loud right there in the village, doing 5 miles an hour. And the motorcycle community responded, and as and the mayor and the village was very happy, and it stopped the roadblocks that were taking place in there. We felt like we were being harassed, unnecessarily being pulled over. But once there was no longer complaints coming from the residents or the merchants about the excessive noise,
enforcement stopped.
Then the welcome banner was out again.
Mm-hmm.
We also had in Patchogue, we had a bar out there that was putting up a sign: no motorcycles allowed.
Right.
So we all got upset and resented it, and upset with the owner. So Stavros, one of our bait officers, invited the owner down to a meeting. And to ask him what's his problem with motorcyclists, and he said nothing at all, except when many bikes were leaving the establishment 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, they were revving their engines, going down, doing 4,000 RPMs, going down a little street, and waking up the neighbors. So the neighbors called the village office. The village office calls code enforcement,
right,
or fire marshal or what have you, and the businesses have a little more pressure on them. So as a result, Long Island Abate went down to that bar. We had a sign made up. We put it at the exit. Please be respectful to the community. It's a residential street. Please ride respectfully. And we personally went down there for a couple weeks straight talking to the motorcyclists individually. Mm-hmm. And I would say 90% of the time, once we explained it to anybody, they say, never realized. Yep. Didn't think of it. No problem.
Well, now that one bar actually has a concrete pad just for the motorcycles to park, so they don't have to go into the gravel and worry about dumping their bikes.
Exactly. You know, so it all comes to it, you know, finding out what the problem is with the other side and working it out.
So in other words, if there's any towns out there that have a problem with motorcycles, contact Long Island Abate, and we'll do what we can to try and remedy that situation.
Absolutely. That's why Long Island Abate exists. We have an advocacy organization for the motorcycle community, which that also includes being a liaison between the government and the motorcycle community. So please utilize us. You know, that's why we're here. And we want to resolve issues that exist out there because we don't want the motorcycle community being subjected to any kind of harassments or anything like that, unwarranted. So tell us the problems, let us address them, and maybe you could be as happy as the Port Jeff residents.
Mm-hmm, without a doubt. So basically, if anybody's a rider, they should also think about joining Abate, because the more members, the more the politicians listen. And it's, what they say, strength in numbers.
Absolutely. So, now that we left Abate of New York and we're independent, we're up over 830 members.
And growing fast.
Very fast. We're going to have 1,000, I would say, in another 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the numbers is where we get our strength.
Without
and also, when we have nothing to prove. We're not out there trying to get in the face of anybody or organization or village or governments. We're trying to work with them. So when we go there with the intent on resolving an issue, and they know that we have so many people behind us, it gives us more credibility, it gives us more strength when we're negotiating to get things worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ride a motorcycle, if you know somebody that rides a motorcycle, join Abate. It's $20 a year. That's it. $20 a year. It gets you full membership, free meals before every meeting, discounts on certain rides, and we have many merchants that offer 10% discounts mm-hmm. to Abate members. So, you know, we need your support. We need your help. So anybody that rides, please go on our website at longislandabate.org, and you can pay right there with PayPal for $20, and you'll help us get to the 1,000 member mark, which our goal is set for.
I have a feeling we'll have that by the end of July.
I'm hoping that we'll have it at the Veterans Appreciation Run, June 22nd.
That would be fantastic.
It's a little optimistic, but I don't see why we can't.
Even if we don't have all the members there, if we have 1,000 people show up for it, the amount of money that Abate would raise for the veterans on Long Island would be incredible.
For those of you that don't know, annually Long Island Abate does a Veterans Appreciation Run. Last year, we raised $10,000 on the day of the event, and our treasurer, Bill Quinn, was able to secure 3 benefactors to all match whatever we raised for the day. So since we raised $10,000, Bill's benefactors brought in another $30,000, equaling $40,000. And since we're a pure voluntary organization, no administrative fees come out of that. Even the dinner that we hold to invite the organizations down, we invited 16 organizations down. Mm-hmm. We dispersed $40,000.
Right.
Every penny. The officers and Abate volunteers all cooked all the food mm-hmm. and everything to keep so that there was no administrative fees.
And that was a great dinner, too, that night, too.
But that was last year. It was $40,000. So now we're having it again this year. It's going to be June 22nd. And we're going to start out at the Riverhead Elks Lodge between 9 and 11 a.m. is sign up. And then we're going to take a ride out to the lighthouse. We're going to go around the traffic circle at the lighthouse.
Right.
Out in Montauk, yes. And then we're going to come back to Montauk County Park, where Bill's going to do one of his famous military presentations, presentation of the flags to all the branches of service. And if you haven't seen it, there's such dedication that goes into this from Bill. He's so passionate about it. And once the presentation is done, we're once again going to return to Cyril's Fish House. We're very grateful that the town of East Hampton and Cyril worked out the issues they might have had with the building codes. And Cyril's is open for business now.
Mm-hmm.
So please go visit Cyril. Great individual, great supporter of the veterans and Long Island Abate.
Yep.
And I look forward to going there next week. Yep. On our event calendar for today, we have the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club Long Island hosting their summer pig roast and barbecue. More details are on their website. That wraps up today's show. I hope you join us next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Next week's edition is going to be about the Veterans Appreciation Run, which we touched upon today. But Bill Quinn, the chair of that event, is going to be here. He's going to be the host. He's going to discuss that event in full detail. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Vitrassi Specialized Insurance, and Entra Driver Training CDL School. Thank you, sponsors. See you next week.
Well, I might go get me a new tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?